Jason Lyles is a performer who was the motion capture reference in the film Rampage. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. Following Rampage, he was in the film Godzilla, King of Monsters, Hellraiser, and was in season one of Star Trek Picard. Jason Lyles. Jason Lyles performed the role of George in Rampage using body language, physicality, and motion capture. We chat about the challenges and the fun of playing this role.
Before we start, I'm going to get on the soapbox a little bit.
Okay.
Many years ago, I went to a convention and I got into an argument with an actor. I'm not going to name who it is. But
okay.
What happened was it was more than a few years ago. Andy Serkis had just done Gollum on Lord of the Rings. I said, you know, that to me is an Oscar-worthy performance.
And I agree.
She was saying, it's a cartoon. I said, no, it's not a cartoon. He is creating a character. And really, that segues into what you're doing in Rampage. You're creating a character. It just happens to be using technology. But if his feelings and his attachment to Dwayne Johnson's character doesn't come through, then you lost the audience.
Yes. I agree. Andy Serkis, I mean, I think he should have had a few Oscar nominations at this point if I had any say in it.
Yeah.
His work is just incredible. And you hear people like director Matt Reeves talking about, he's not a great motion capture actor. Mm-hmm. He's a great actor. He's one of the greatest actors alive. You know, it always starts at the core with a performance, from an actor. And then the visual effects team, in this case, Weta, just, I don't think I need to say much more between Lord of the Rings and Avatar and Planet of the Apes, Jungle Book, I mean, they're just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They take that performance and they turn it into, through movie magic, basically, a character that is photorealistic that you connect with. And because of that life and that performance and because of their incredible work as visual effects artists, you love these characters and you believe them and you connect with them and you care. It's so far beyond animation. There's true life, underneath there.
Absolutely. And I know you did your homework. You essentially did guerrilla study and then you trained under Terry Notary, who is Mr. King Kong these days.
Yeah, it was tons of research, months and months. I found out about it from the visual effects supervisor on Death Note when we were making that in the summer of 2016. And then he told me, I'm going to tell him you're my number one choice. So start looking at gorillas. And I studied daily, just hours and hours. So if I go to the zoo, I'd watch documentaries. And then months later, I got a call, met with Terry Notary and booked the role. And he gave the thumbs up, and then we trained for 3 weeks in the Santa Monica Mountains. I'm following him around on the arms, logging miles and miles, and we're sitting down and meditating, and he's guiding me into myself to strip away what makes us human so I can build and organically find George and his voice and everything. And I would have never known about the role in the project without Colin Strauss, and I could not have done it. I could not have played George without Terry Notary. I love both of them so, so much. And I mean, and training with Terry Notary was like Rocky training me for the big fight. He's the guy.
Yeah. I'm glad he helped you find your inner gorilla.
Yeah, I am too. I am life changing. I love finding my inner gorilla.
More with Jason Lyles in a moment.
You got the physicality down in his movements, but now you have to interact with Dwayne Johnson. So how did you two establish a rapport? And I'm sure it was challenging, maybe more for him than you, because he's playing to a human being who eventually is going to be taken out, so to speak, and put in with an ape.
Well, I knew the relationship, you know, in very early, reading the script and knowing, I looked at Coco the gorilla and her, Dr. Finney Patterson, and just Dwayne Davis has raised George basically since birth, since he's 2 years old, and taught him sign language. I mean, they spend every day together. They're brothers, they're friends, they're father, son, they're Han and Chewie. And so I knew Terry and I worked on it. He's like, when you look at Davis, you have to have just the most love for him, and that has to come across. And so we really worked on channeling that and finding what is it about the relationship, and then working with Dwayne, it's not too hard to stare at him and act like you love him.
Yeah.
But he, I knew that it might be weird for him looking at a guy with sticks for arms, mm-hmm. sounding like a gorilla. So I wanted to just push myself. And, one thing that I did that Terry trained me to do was like, dude, when you're on set, you're not Jason. Oh, you're George.
Gosh. Oh,
when, between takes, when they say cut, you don't drop it. Stay in it. Stay in it and continue to be George and just be ready for another take and just surround yourself and ground yourself in that reality of whatever situation George is in. And so that was, I think that helped. It helped that I didn't really talk to Dwayne or Naomi a lot until the very end of the day when it was like, hey, awesome. It was so awesome today. I was George the whole earlier wow. part of that day.
Wow. I'm sure it helped them too.
And me as well. Yeah. It helped me, you know, not have to like switch on or off mm-hmm. parts of my brain or something just to, even if it was an emotional scene where George is crying or, and I would have tears and snot all over my face and I would tell makeup, leave it there. If it's not messing with the dots, let me use it. Let me stay in it. And that's just the most fun for me. Like, and mm-hmm. acting is playing. And yeah. so I wanted to play every moment I got on set. Mm-hmm. So. It really made it that much easier for me, and I think and I hope it made it that much easier for Naomi and for Dwayne.
Now, what's it like to kind of walk around with the special attachments you have to use, almost like a rig?
And, yes.
And what's that like? I mean, physically, that's got to be a challenge.
It is. It's something you get used to. I've had years of experience in practical effects, anywhere from, you know, up to an 8-hour makeup or creature suits weighing 160 pounds. So wow. I had worked in some really trying conditions mm-hmm. before. So in a lot of ways, this was far easier than anything I had done before because it was just gray pajamas with dots strapped to me and a helmet cam with a little pole coming out and a couple cameras looking right at my face. And mm. you'd be surprised how quickly you forget those cameras are there and wow. how quickly you start bumping into stuff because you're looking past them. Mm. Kind of like your nose is always in your sight, but your brain kind of blocks it out. It's always in your peripheral, but you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And so I got used to it very quickly. And like I said, with Terry Notary, with training, I mean, we logged miles and miles and hundreds of hours on the arm extension. So those literally were just extensions of my arms. By the mm-hmm. time we got on set, I was so comfortable in them. It was just as easy as walking around as Jason. So mm-hmm. it's really just putting in the time and getting used to it.
Mm. So all your facial expressions were actually transferred for George.
Yes. Yeah. It's my blue cool. eyes, my face, my voice, everything. Yeah.
No, that's cool. You know, there is, there's a scene in the trailer, where, you know, there obviously something's going on. You know, there's always somebody shady and, they cast a really good guy who could be shady, but essentially you could see that something's happened to George and then, mm-hmm. The two of them get back together and his facial expressions change when he sees Dwayne. And that's obviously yes. you. And that was actually very well done. I thought it was a good moment there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, at that point, you know, some stuff has really gone down. And so it's for George to see David, to see his friend after all this, it's obviously, you see him just light up. You know, it's like when you come home and your dog sees you and just that tail can't be wagging faster.
Right.
And that big smile, that big smile, they're so happy to see you. It's, there's just pure love behind that.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, there is a lot of action in this film. How much of that did you end up doing? Because he does a lot of jumping and things like
yes.
that.
I did most of it. I had two great stunt doubles, Vincent Roxborough, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. And Daniel Steven, they were great. And I would be working with one or the other. Mainly it was Vinny. When we would do stunts, we would both do them. He would do them and then I would do them. So we do several takes of each. There are some things that kind of were afterthoughts between production and Weta where they're like, oh, what if we did that?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was after we had filmed, but most of it is me, which is a lot of fun to get to. I mean, that's what you do as kids. You know, parents go out for the night and you just move everything out of the living room and play monsters on the carpet.
Yeah. Which really pushed motion capture to a new level. Before, you had to be on a set to do all of it. Not anymore. Mm. They revolutionized that with the Planet of the Apes films. And now you can go anywhere and do motion capture, as we saw with the Apes films, that just, as they kept doing more and more, it got better and better and better. It's really an amazing technology and really could add a whole new dimension to creating a character on screen. We never had before.
Oh, yeah. It's an amazing tool. I mean, it goes back to Andy Serkis saying when he played Gollum, and then he was asked on set, hey, so we're going to be doing King Kong, and we want you to play King Kong. He just, wait, I can play a 3-foot Hobbit or a 25-foot King Kong?
Yeah.
This is the most incredible tool ever. This is the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is really amazing what they're able to do, and so much credit goes to Weta for pushing those limits every time. I think it was Rise for Planet of the Apes the first time they took them out of a sound stage, and the conditions and Dawn where it was raining, and then the snow and extreme colds when they were doing War, and so they really pushed it every film to just, well, what else can we do? And they brought in that knowledge and that experience and really took it to the next level in Rampage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The villain I was talking about was Jeffrey Dean Morgan, of course.
Yeah, JDM, yeah.
who's terrorizing a bunch of people and maybe zombies, too, lately. That's what he's been doing lately, but I know he can play a good guy. I know he can play a good guy, too.
More with Jason Lyles, who plays George in Rampage.
Talk about your work on Death Note, that interesting film with Willem Dafoe.
I'm hidden in plain sight there the whole time. That was awesome. I got to quit Outback Steakhouse when I did that. I was waiting at the table full time, waiting for a break, and I got it. Went up to Vancouver for a few months and shot this movie. And I didn't know about Death Note until it came around. So I watched all the anime and read the manga before we filmed. And so I was nerding out hardcore. Like, I had just watched the anime. I wanted to be on set every day because I was like a fan. Like, I want to see how they make the movie.
Yeah.
And so it was such a cool experience to get to do that and to get to play my favorite character in it, Ryuk.
Yeah. Like,
he's such a fun, he's the highest status in every room. Nobody, messes with him. That's really fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Something I also got to play as George as well. They're the alphas. They feel untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a great experience. That really broke me in because I had never really been on a big movie with a big part.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned what really goes into it.
Yeah.
Day to day, what does it really take to make a film? And so I grew like from a freshman quarterback to a senior quarterback throughout all of Death Note, how I felt from day one to the final day. I was just, I learned so much, and that, gave me a lot of confidence. And, as just an actor, I learned a ton, and I worked with some great people. So I learned a ton. And then, of course, that paved the way for Rampage. And so, like, I was so happy to be a part of that. And, I've read online that there are sequels that are going to be, I don't know anything, but, for Death Note, but I would love to get back in that leather and play Ryuk again. I look forward to whenever that call comes in, like, yep, we're getting it going.
All right.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And also, you have experience working with probably the dean of makeup artists in Rick Baker for Men in Black 3. Which I thought was a very cool sequel that kind of righted the ship, after the disappointment of number 2. So I was very happy with 3, and that must have been something. What's he like? He seems very soft-spoken, but obviously very knowledgeable.
Very, very much that. He's a very soft-spoken, very loving person, very giving, very patient, so gifted. I knew about his work, and I was like, oh my gosh, Rick Baker every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really sick one day, probably because I was dehydrated or something, some long days on that. And the next day, he's like, are you okay? I was like, oh man, I'm so much better. Yeah, whatever that was. And he told me, he's like, if you need anything, please let me know. In 1976, King Kong,
I was
inside that suit every day for 9 months. And my worst fear was throwing up inside the mask while the head was on, so I know how it feels. I'm here. Can we get Jason some water and a chair? Do you want Gatorade? What do you want? He's just the nicest person, and you know, it's a little, not sad, but because everyone's career, I guess, did stop at some point. But when I read that he was retiring a few years ago, I was like, man, oh, I'll never get the chance to work with him. But I think that was his last time on a set working on a film. And that was my first. Mm. And so that was like, wow, what an opportunity and experience I had to work with him on probably his last film on set. So I love Rick. I've seen him a couple times since. Hopefully I'll see him this weekend at Monster Palooza. I know they have an event going there.
Oh, good.
And I thank him every chance I get. And he's funny. He's always like, oh, so can I get a little bit of that or a little bit of that money or I'm owed, right? And so, he's a jokester, but I love Rick. Love him.
You kind of followed in his footsteps after he played Kong, and it wasn't mocap in those days. He had to get in the suit It was, whatever problems that film has, it was not Kong himself. I can tell you that right now.
No. So, Rick Baker does his job.
Yeah, he does. He really does. So for Rampage, kind of talk about how Dwayne works. Does he stay in character as you did, or does he kind of, he seems pretty easygoing as well.
I think it depends on the scene. I mean, some scenes are not as emotionally demanding, and so those are ones that it's not, you know, he doesn't have to suspend disbelief too much, but a lot of times he's in it there. He really is. And if it's a moment where, you know, he's hurting for George and trying to figure out what to do, I mean, he's channeling something there, whether, I don't know if it's his dog Hobbs, I don't know if it's one of his children, but like he's just a great actor to work with. He's so hardworking. He's so open to collaboration and open to suggestions. He's not like, I got this. Mm-hmm. He's very much, he'll ask for help. He'll ask like, you know, oh man, what should I do here because of this and that? And he's just a great example of a great actor, a great guy, a caring, kind, loving person. There's really not a kind of role model he isn't. He's just, he's such a great inspiration and, I love him to death. He's been so loving and supportive from day one. He continues just to talk about me left and right, which just warms my heart so much. I'm like, dude, I have his back forever.
Oh, that's nice. You know, Naomi Harris, I mean, right now she's Moneypenny on the James Bond series.
Yeah.
But really, she, I mean, her performance in the Pirates of the Caribbean film, she has totally got lost into that character, and you couldn't separate her from the character at all. It was like a totally different person. So I know she's way more talented, and I certainly hope she gets to sink her, you know, her teeth into some dramatic roles, because she's amazing.
Yes, she as well is such a sweet, sweet person. Mm. Working with her, I was a fan of hers before, obviously, from Moonlight. Oh my gosh, she rips my heart out in that.
Yeah.
You both hate her for being like a terrible parent, but you feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
So I was excited to get to work with her for so many reasons, and she's a sweetheart. She's such a present, kind person. Mm. She's such a talented person and so skilled in her art. And so to share some scenes with her, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I love her as well. She's just, I can't say enough great things about her as a person, as an actor. Really, I feel that way about everybody. This was a really special, I've only been doing this so long, but I've asked other people who've been doing it longer, like, am I wrong? Was this a special group of people? They're like, no, this is an irregularly special, loving group of people. And the premiere felt like a high school reunion. Like everyone just like, oh, it's so great to see you. Hugs, hugs, hugs. So
that's nice.
Surrounded by just such loving, amazingly skilled people.
Mm-hmm. So what's up for you next?
I finished a film not too long ago that I am not allowed to talk about yet, but I am excited for when I can. It's a big movie coming out next year, and they're keeping my involvement in it secret, but it's going to be awesome. I can't wait till I can be like, I don't know when I'll get to talk about that. It might be a whole year. I don't know.
Wow.
But that's going to be awesome. And there are a couple other things that we're looking at right now. Not entirely sure what we're going to tackle next, but there's some really fun options out there that we're exploring. So I'm just grateful for Death Note and for Rampage and everything else, that even if it's something more under the radar that I've gotten that helped me get to a place where these doors are open. I'm living the dream right now. And it's evidence that dreams can come through. They really can. No matter how outlandish or outrageous they might seem, Dwayne says it himself. Consistent hard work brings success.
Words to live by. And I know you've done video games in the past. Is anything coming up in that area?
Nothing concrete right now. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm a huge video game nerd. I still have every Nintendo system and handheld here in my apartment. I got them in my closet.
Oh, that's
back
great.
To the NES with that cha-ching, 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 oh, that zapper gun.
God, I know.
Original brick-sized Game Boy. I've always been a gamer. But I would love to get involved in some video games and in more video game movies. It's a lot of fun to play a character in an action-packed film or project, but bring some real emotion to it. And especially if it's something I'm nostalgic for. And like, I played the Rampage game when I was a kid. I remember playing World Tour on Nintendo 64. So I would love to do more of that.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, Jason, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck. I think this movie is going to do well because, Dwayne's in it, Naomi's in it, and you're in it because I think obviously people are going to pay a lot of attention to George. So
he's a big guy. You can't miss him.
Can't miss George. Can't miss George.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks like there's some funny lines already, and Dwayne has a couple of them. The Flying Wolf was funny, and he goes, well, all we need now is a huge crocodile or alligator. And sure enough, there's that too. So, I mean, it's a great, fun popcorn movie, but it also seems to have some good old fashioned human emotion in it too, which is great.
You said it. It really is a ride. It is just, man, get some popcorn and sit back and just watch insanity. And you got The Rock, you have an incredible cast and crew. And you do. There's heart. There's heart there between George and Davis. And there's humor.
Yes.
Very similar to how Han and Chewie kind of bust each other's chops. There's a lot of that you'll see between George and Davis. That's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you again, man. Appreciate it. And again, best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what you do next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'll see.
All right, Jason.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, Jason. Take care.
Customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, and special episodes. All this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus, with 1,000 episodes uncut and a special offer for free lifetime access, now available for a limited time. Click on the link in the show notes. No anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Tolotto.